David, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So to start off with, how did the Paralympics actually come about and how have they changed over the years?
Well, the Paralympics really came about by a recognition that there was a whole grouping in society who were marginalised, and the whole purpose of the Olympics is to really create this sense of the world coming together to celebrate despite our differences. And so therefore the Paralympics were introduced to allow those athletes who can or were seen or perceived not to be able to compete on a level playing field to actually be recognised and for the what they can do, sporting achievement.
So why might the Paralympics not get as much media coverage as the Olympics did? That was a complete media spectacle, but the Paralympics seem to have come and gone quite quickly.
Well, it's interesting. They got actually a lot more media coverage, I would suppose, when they were in London in 2012. It's because they don't have the same sponsorship. They don't have the same name recognition of individual athletes. And because there is still an aspect of some people seeing it as slightly tokenistic in the fact that, well, yes, they're competing, they're doing sporting, but they're not quite the athletes are not the equivalent to able-bodied athletes. And so there's issues within there. Indeed, a Brazilian sports journalist actually did say some quite harsh and critical comments, describing them as a grotesque spectacle and a circus act. But that was an exception. The Olympics, the Paralympics themselves are growing in recognition. They sell out at the venues, so audiences are there for them. And I think adverts such as the UK Channel 4 advert for the Heroes advert that they put out this year also really did, again, add to that change perception that this is an exciting competition to watch. It's sports. For those who love sports, this is great sportsmanship that we're seeing in competition.
So what sort of impacts have the Paralympics had in regards to the way that we as a society view disabilities?
Well, there has been a mixed reaction. The media like to state when the Paralympics are coming on that, you know, that they're having a major impact on society. I would potentially argue that. I think they have raised the profile of people with disabilities in mainstream society. They have created, increased the profile of presenters. Programs such as Australian Adam Hill comedy program, The Last Leg, which stemmed directly from the last Paralympics when he was actually one of the main commentators internationally, have done a massive role in increasing, I guess, public perception that people have disabilities and they are valued members of society who can contribute. The challenge for us is that it is more often than not the visible disability that we actually get engaged with within the media, because media is so often a visual medium nowadays, through the internet, through television, not dismissing obviously radio, no means away, but because of the visual disability, that gets greater coverage. And it doesn't necessarily reflect into society to reflect the challenges that day-to-day people with a disability have to live with through lack of resources, lack of job opportunities, lack of educational opportunities. So that's not changing society. Too often in day-to-day life, people with a disability are hid away, whether it's in a separate demountable in a school, whether it's within a unit of sheltered housing, where when people kind of look askance, when people with disabilities are in the public within Australia in particular. And again, there's also a social economic disparity. It's wonderful seeing these people on blades running and running at speeds that are equivalent to and breaking Olympic records. However, when they come from a more socially disadvantaged background, whether it's a country or even within a community within a wealthier country, they don't have access to those $4,000 to $6,000 costing blades, the several thousand dollar sports wheelchairs. So they don't get to participate on an equal footing either. So there is another form of inequity that the Paralympics actually creates within some communities. And again, for those people who have a disability that is less comfortable to watch, take part in, shall we say, less visually exciting sports like boccia, which is one that's been advertised recently, but there's other sports similar. Again, they don't get the coverage, they don't get noticed, and there's also challenges even within the classifications. Don't get me wrong, I think the Paralympics have done a massive job in raising some awareness for disability in the community, but I don't think the disability community is yet seeing that reflected in the wider world and their engagement in work. I think it's the statistic, and I don't have it to hand, but you're something like 70% more likely to be unemployed if you're disabled.
Which is a really, really terrible, terrible statistic.
Yeah. And that was the wonderful thing about the television advert that was broadcast in the UK and went viral, is they had these wonderful moments of, yes, I can, and all these athletes doing just amazing sporting activities that I couldn't do. And then it just turns to a little clip of someone in a job interview and the person saying, no, you can't. And then it just turns back again to more not inspirational porn in the sense of like looking at people with disabilities and saying, wow, aren't they amazing because they have a disability? Just looking at people who are amazing. That's the great thing about this advert. And yet that little moment really gave a stir in your heart almost to say, what are we doing as a society? Because I have multiple friends and multiple people I meet who are capable of doing lots of different jobs, but they don't even get in the door to show what they can do. And that's the next step we need to take forward. But it's a long process to get to where we've got now. I think the Paralympics have had an impact.
So you mentioned before the concept of inspiration porn. I was going to ask you because, I mean, for people who do have disabilities, obviously the Paralympics is going to be giving a lot of role models and a lot of people that's, as you said, you can see them and it's, yes, I can do that. But for able-bodied people, I guess there is always that concern of it's becoming an inspiration porn spectacle.
Yeah. I think actually we're slightly moving away from that, which is a good thing. I think we're starting to recognise, and the media is starting to talk about this and the commentators, that this is a good sport. This is these are talented athletes, just as athletes, not because of their disability, while we should be inspired. Yes, they have overcome challenges to get to where they are, but so do many people. And I don't think it's being viewed in a patronising way by society. And the earlier Paralympic Games were viewed in that way in part. So it's an exciting time in that sense for many of the athletes, because they're now being recognised as athletes. Across the board, where they're competing in mainstream athletics as well, and we've got Paralympians such as Johnny Peacock and Ellie Simmons and David Weir, who are just rightly being recognised as great sports people rather than despite their disability. And it's that word despite. I think we have to move away from the fact of saying XYZ despite their disability and looking at children with disabilities and saying they're doing well despite it, because sometimes it is the challenges that we have that push us anywhere in society to actually overcome whatever is happening to do even better work. And I think we have to recognise that quite often people who have a disability of a sort also have an asset, the same way that, well, those people who aren't registered or recognised as disabled, they have challenges that lead them to have other assets as well.
Well, David, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime.